Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you have been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon.
Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode 22. 22!
What was this singing for?
That's Taylor Swift.
Is there a song that says 22?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Shows you.
Maybe you should play it.
I don't think so. I don't even know the song.
I'll have to show you.
So what are we going to talk about?
Lots of things.
Okay. What's the first thing?
We started our own group.
Our own group.
Our own mortals. What is it? Mortals.
Mere mortals.
Mere mortals group that we had in Pensacola.
So a little backstory on that then.
Yeah.
So Pensacola, there was a triathlon group.
But it's just me and you.
Gulf Coast. I forgot what they were called. Gulf Coast Triathlon Group. I forgot what it is. But they had a thing called Mere Mortals that starts Memorial Day weekend.
It was so fun.
This is Memorial Day weekend.
And it was at the beach every weekend.
Every weekend. So we would go and we would learn different things, like how to swim in an ocean.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Our first time we went into the ocean.
You were scared?
No, swimming.
Yeah.
Doing the HIIT workout.
We talked about it before, where there was a lot of waves and we went crashing and got concussions.
And I finally stopped, but John went out another one or two times without me. And I said, I'm done.
And the coach was like, go again. That was funny.
Yeah.
But so starting every Memorial Day weekend, they would have the group together for people that want to learn more about triathlons and how to train for them, and you actually end up training for the Santa Rosa Island Triathlon, SRI Tri.
And what is it called?
SRI, SRI TRI.
Oh,
SRI, Santa Rosa Island Triathlon.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was a 500 meter swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like a 12 mile bike ride and a 3.1 mile ride.
It was so fun. Something it was like so that. Pretty, so scenic. It's all in the Pensacola Bay.
Beach. Pensacola Beach.
Pensacola Beach.
Yeah. So we thought.
I still miss it.
Because we're still trying to figure out what races to go to. But every time we went and started looking at races, they were so expensive.
They're going up just like everything else.
Just like everything else. So we thought, why don't we just start doing the training like we did when we were with the Mere Mortals
group. And we're planning on moving this year, so.
Yeah, somewhere. And so we're looking at just starting off slow, but doing like a self-supported triathlon every weekend.
Yeah.
Right? So we started.
Or we could join a group.
We could join a group, but then you're doing their thing.
What they want.
Yes.
Well, that's what Mere Mortals was.
Right, but there was a goal for a race at the end. They actually had a race for just the group, the tri group, and then the Santa Rosa Triathlon.
Oh.
So at the end, they had two races.
That's smart.
Yeah. So they had all that training, which was fun. We learned a lot. Then we did our own training during the week, but they also had things you could join if you wanted. Join them on the run.
Or the morning swims before
morning
work.
Yeah, swim session. So we thought, okay, we've been working out a little bit. Let's go ahead and do our first self-supported.
It was so fun.
Triathlon Saturday. So what'd we do?
I was actually very excited.
Good. What'd we
do? Were you?
Yeah. But what'd we do?
We did just a 300 swim.
At what time in the morning?
At 5 o'clock.
No, it was 5:30.
We did. Well, yeah,
we slept
up at
in.
No, it was 5:15.
Okay.
We were done by 5:30. We were out there by 5:15, did our 300, did it as fast as we could, like we were in a race. And We raced ourselves. We didn't race each other, but we kind of race each other because we're just human. And then we did a bike, 10-mile bike, and a 2-mile run.
Yeah, but our bike was a little, about 11.
Yeah.
Because we started in our neighborhood.
And we raced as fast as we could go. Mm-hmm. We went without each other, did our own pace, did our own race, because I want to go out again and see if I can make myself faster.
Right.
And that's kind of more exciting. I think that's what excites me. Is like,
you have something that you're doing. Yeah. Exactly.
And it kind of felt like I was going to the triathlon race. I had that in me. I was excited.
Yeah. You were racing yourself and
it's
me.
So weird.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we didn't do the transitions because the pool is about a mile away
from
us.
But if you and your husband fight, or you fight with someone and you compete with each other and it doesn't go well, then maybe you shouldn't do it. But. If you
now
guys
you're gonna
can,
make people are gonna think we fought about
no,
it.
No, we didn't. We didn't fight. But it's just good to encourage each other.
Yeah.
So you know, you support each other.
Yep. I beat you by about a minute on the swim.
Yes, good job.
You beat me by 4 seconds on the
bike. He always does. He's a really good swimmer.
Then you crushed me on the run.
Yeah.
By like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you beat me by 2
I
minutes.
I love to run.
2 minutes and something.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That was good. It was good. And I was sore. I was like cramping at the end. But how did you feel?
John has really bad knees.
Yeah.
How did I feel? It was great.
We got done with it. It felt good.
Felt really good.
Right.
And it was really hot. And it was kind of cool because like during the...
Was it hot or was it cool?
It was hot, but it was a really cool thing. So when I was bike riding, we passed there was tons of people out working out, probably because of the heat. We passed bike riders and they, you know, put their thumbs up or whatever, waved to us like we were in the race. And then there was this other lady, she's kind of a la-la and she was on the
She was
right
in the middle
side.
Of the road.
Yeah, and then she went on the left side of me, and normally in a race you're supposed to say on your left, but I passed her and said on my right. On your right.
Because I saw your passer on the right.
Yeah
Because she was over, and but she moved over and then I passed her and I said on your left,
and then I passed on a little round circle part bike riding, and then there was a runner running on the sidewalk.
Oh, I saw
so it was like a real race, like there's runners.
It's right.
Corny.
They were out doing their thing and
and
we were doing our thing, but we were all being nice to each other. Then we saw the running group, during the run.
And they cheered us on. We were running past them. It was our running part.
Yeah. There's a running group that runs around here every Saturday morning. So we're usually on the bike and we see them. But we already did the bike, so now we're running.
Yeah.
And so, there was some walkers, and there were...
There's a lot of people.
When I did my turnaround, I went down, and there was a group of them, and then I turned around right in front of them. And I was thinking, I wonder what they're thinking.
You turned in front of them.
Yeah, turned back and went the other way, in their same direction as them. But they were walk running.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
They were running past me.
And then I was like... making sure they didn't pass me in a race.
Oh, by walking?
Because remember I told you I was in that triathlon and I was truffle shuffling, truffle shuffle, and people were walking and they passed me.
Yeah. Remember in Pensacola, I did remember where I cramped? There was like a half marathon or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, was it a half?
That one you did when you sat down and tried to get back up.
And I was running up the hill. There was walkers walking faster than me up the hill.
Yeah.
It was pitiful. I guess I was really out of shape.
Back then? Back in the old days?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're doing, and we're going to do it again every weekend.
And the one we're keeping the eye on of doing is the Bolivar...
Olympic
triathlon.
Yeah, this will actually, if we do like a plan, we could actually be training for that and use that as our race for this training that we're doing. That's in October.
Yeah.
So that'll give us some time to do that, work up to it. But when you were doing the swim and, well, yeah, the swim, because we only did 300.
Yeah.
What did you think? It was like short, felt really short.
Yeah.
You're not doing 2100s anymore. You're just doing a 300.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even our last swim was at 700, but this was like, yeah, felt really short. It's like, oh, I'm done already? Oh.
I know. We were done by before 5:30.
Yeah.
It took us, well, it took me like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me 7.
So?
I'm just saying.
Good job.
No, I'm not that fast. I was working on my form still, though. Always
but
working
on. But our pool is, you say, is longer.
No, because it's meters. You're thinking yards, because we've always done yards at the gym.
Yeah.
So what you can't compare your 100 meters to 100 yards, because it's longer. 100 meters is longer.
Oh. So yeah, like see? It would have taken me shorter.
So like a 300 yards in the pool, you would have to swim another down to do like 325 would be 300 meters.
So it would have taken me 7.
Okay. Good.
Or less than 7.
And then the bike was actually an old bike racing course that we used to do a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it showed up that way on Strava.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're doing the Andy's Tri course.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. And you got a couple PRs on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the run, you just dominate. So
I can't. Even though it was hot.
Oh, yeah. You brought a towel. I said, did you use it?
I didn't bring a towel.
You didn't? You gave me one.
I know. I just gave it to you for here to wipe yourself.
Oh, I brought it with me.
Oh, no, I didn't bring it.
And then I ran with Gatorade.
No.
You ran with nothing?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, I thought you ran with Gatorade and with, okay.
No. So it's such a short distance.
Yeah, 2 miles. I still drank my Gatorade, all of it.
Meh.
Same with the bike. I drank it all.
Nah.
Because I fuel.
I fueled on the bike.
Okay. All right. So what else we got? That was we're going to name it something. And we're trying to figure out how you guys, if you want to join us, you can post your number somewhere or something. So we got to figure that out.
I mean, I could post it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You're going to post your numbers on Instagram?
No, I'd rather do it on like a Strava or something.
Yeah, but you have to join Strava and pay for it.
How much is it?
I don't know, but we were just talking about not paying for things.
I know.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll figure
when it's really hot one day, we should do an inside one.
What are you going to swim inside?
You swim outside, come back.
And do a treadmill and a bike. But the bike, you're cheating because you're not... You can go faster indoors on the bike because you don't have drag.
Oh, yeah.
Wind drag.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But it's more boring.
Very. I love working outside, even if it's hot. Like yesterday, it was really hot. Today, it's even hotter. It's like 111 outside.
Really? Oh.
It's like it's going to be 94, but it says it feels like 111.
So if I'm going to run, I better go run now.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to run today?
I thought about it.
I thought about swimming.
Okay. We could do both. We'd do a, might as well go do a bike ride. And we'll do another triathlon. All right. So what other things have been happening? Nutrition.
Oh, yeah. So this nutrition thing I've been having problems with, I hired a nutritionist. And did it like 2 sessions with her through my insurance. She helped, but I mean, she just gave me some good ideas.
Well, like what? So what have been happening?
So like whenever I eat like tortillas, like flour tortillas or cheap processed cookies or cheap processed crackers or whatever. Really expensive cake does really well. I don't know why, but it's probably because it's whole foods. It's not
better flour.
But anyways, like the flour tortillas or processed crackers or chintzy chips or whatever, all processed, it goes right through me and I go to the bathroom, diarrhea, or I just can't stop going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It just goes right through me. So I got some kind of irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, she said it didn't sound like...
celiac.
Yes.
I don't really have the pain.
The gluten thing, she said you didn't sound like that.
No, so it's just irritable bowel syndrome. I eat something and within an hour or two, I have to go to the bathroom. And then after you go to the bathroom, it's all makes your brain feel funny as all the sugar's out of me.
Oh, yeah, nutrition's gone.
And so then I would just want to eat more and more and more because I'm starving. So I just shove whatever I want in my mouth. And then I'm not losing weight and I'm gaining weight. Plus, I'm going through premenopause. That screws you all up. So I've started eating whole foods. No more flour tortillas. No more
broths. What's a whole food?
Like a whole food, like more vegetables.
But she told you not to eat raw vegetables.
Yeah, the raw vegetables go right through me too. Salad goes right through me. I love the salads. So I started like cooking whole vegetables, not whole vegetables, cooking vegetables and making more soups, eating more protein, upping my protein, eating corn tortillas and not flour tortillas, eating better crackers, like wheat crackers, like less,
not like Ritz or saltines.
Yeah, those hurt my stomach too, but like more pricier, expensive, higher inflation crackers that don't hurt my stomach. And then I decided to make this cake last night.
Lemon cake.
There's a lemon cake and I made it with almond flour, and so I was trying it out
instead of regular flour.
It's supposed to be really good for you. I read about it, and it's good for your cholesterol, your LDL cholesterol. That's the bad cholesterol. It means loser cholesterol. L, loser.
Oh, is that? You remember it? Set a low density.
Yeah. The HDL, that's the good cholesterol.
Hurrah.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. So that's how I learned it in school. And it's also good for your insulin. It's low glycemic index. Mm-hmm. So I think I might start cooking with almond flour.
Yeah, I can always use better low glycemic index.
Right.
So you don't get the insulin spike.
Yeah. And so I was full and I had cake. I had some cake and I had a little bit of ice cream next to it. And then I wanted to test my stomach and load myself up more and have more, another little piece of cake just for the fun of it.
Just to experiment, see if it would work.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
And I wanted to load my stomach up and see if I had to go to the bathroom. And so I didn't. And then this morning, I didn't go a whole bunch either.
Okay.
So I was fine, which was awesome.
Were you?
I'll probably put the rest of the cake in the freezer for when we want to have a snack.
Did you, you started using the Lose It app with your food? Is that where you do your food entries?
I was, yeah. It expired, or it's expiring here in June.
Oh, okay. Oh, you paid for it. That's right.
Yeah, I paid for it for you.
You better turn off the auto renewal.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not like we're poor or anything.
No.
We're just noticing different things about money.
Yeah, it's like we make all this money. We make a lot of money, but our money is going...
We could be smarter with our money.
This money is, when you pay for something, it's like overdoing it. Yeah. I mean, you pay for, I don't know, crackers. The crackers I buy now used to be like maybe $1.27 or $2.19. Now they're like 4 27.
That's pretty specific on the pricing there.
I know. That's what I remember saying in my head.
Okay.
The wheat crackers.
Yeah.
What else did we talk about? What else is pricier that's meat? Gone up? Meat? Yeah. So so you pay for the steak. We buy is our favorite. Ribeye is the favorite cut.
Yeah, we do it every day. We don't buy it all the time.
No. But
it's special occasions.
I buy it like once a week or every other week.
You don't buy it once a week?
No, I buy it like every other
week. Once a month, more like it.
No, I don't know. Like 2 to 3 weeks around about. And so for 3 steaks, it used to be $26. But like for 3 steaks, I looked up whatever the price is. They're $36. Like, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're totally gouging us.
Even hamburger.
Hamburger.
Just cheap old hamburger.
It used to be.
Even with a high fat content.
It used
the
to,
cheaper one.
Yeah, it used to be like $5.67.
For a 2 pound. Was it 2 pounds you used to buy?
Yeah, now it's like $9.67.
Yeah. And bacon.
Bacon, so expensive now. Ridiculous. Yeah. I still buy it.
Yeah. So we buy mostly pork and chicken.
Pork, chicken. Yeah. I've been buying, and for my food problem, the lady said, the nutritionist said to buy more protein to fill you up and drink more water for your stomach. So I've been trying to buy more fish.
Oh, yeah.
Like salmon. I've been buying more salmon. I could eat bagels, which is weird because the bagels are cooked differently.
They're kosher.
Yeah. If you look at them, it's a different kind of bread. But like breads hurt my stomach.
Mm-hmm. You even tried that fancy bread that one time, the special name bread, and you still had problems.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just trying to eat different and load more protein in my diet. I'm trying to have like at least 20 to 30 grams a day.
Of?
Or not a day, excuse me. Like a meal when I
eat. Of protein?
Protein.
Okay.
So like my smoothie, my one cup of smoothie and the whey protein, she told me to get at least 20 grams.
I'm amazed you don't have a problem with the whey protein.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So with menopause, I'm still trying to figure out things. I guess it helps with menopause in some way to have really good protein in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the second thing. What was the third thing we were going to talk about?
Well, I decided the last episode.
Oh. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna stop here. So I remember where it is at, and I'm going to play.
We're at 24 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happens with the cut, with the editing.
Oh.
But I'm going to play 2 clips, and then we're going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, and thinking about that 70.3, I'm going to just announce it. I will not do the Galveston. I will not.
Texas 70.3 in Galveston?
Yeah, no.
Because it gets a little warm on the run?
I can't handle it. I can't handle the heat. It's just the heat. Oh, I decided I'm going to do Galveston half Ironman.
Galveston 70.3, 2025, dead or alive. That's your motto? Okay.
Yeah.
So
I changed my mind. I changed my mind a lot. I think I noticed I've been reading about menopause.
Uh-huh.
And your decision making's not the best. Like, you change your mind. We should have a pre-menopause or a menopause episode.
Okay.
About trying to be a...
Because that helps me a lot.
For other women that are having... I bet you it'll be listened to.
Okay.
That are trying to be triathletes.
Okay.
So I said previously, because of the stupid heat in Houston, that I wasn't going to do the Galveston half Ironman, the 70.3.
Right. And now you are.
And the heat wrecks me.
Right.
And I guess I need to work on that.
Yes.
I don't know how. But I need John's help.
We're going to go find...
Don't not make me die.
We're going to have a find a gym that has a sauna. Or not a dry sauna, a wet sauna. One with the humidity. And
why can't you just go outside?
Because before the triathlon's in early April, you don't have many chances for it to be hot.
The Cypress one does, where I hyperventilate.
That's in July. You're going to go through training over the winter, which is lower humidity and cooler temperatures.
Oh, so my body's going to forget.
Yeah, so then for you to acclimate to it, we got to force you into a... And you don't like those because you say you have a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, especially when you're breathing, not just not doing anything, just when I'm working out and you get too hot and your body goes in survival mode.
But first, we'll just have you sit in it.
And your heart rate keeps going up because you're so hot, which I don't have any control of.
Good. We'll do a training session in the sauna.
How do you do that?
We'll do times, and then we'll make you do push-ups, and then we'll make you do sit-ups at some point. Have you seen those guys in there? That one when we used to be at, was it Lifetime Fitness? The one that's by the pool, the sauna? You see those guys in there? They jump in from the pool and then they start working out in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow, okay.
Why are they doing that?
Because they're doing trying some to lose weight, acclimate for the heat. I don't know. They might be doing something.
Maybe they're trying to lose weight. But anyways, yeah. So I said I would never do it, but I think I want to still do it just because.
And that's what we're saving our money for.
And also we're moving. We were going to buy a house, but then that's another big episode. But we talk about triathlons here, not housing, but the housing market sucks. And we're not willing to put our money into all a house. We want to put...
That's going to fall apart and then we're going to have to put more money in it.
Right. So for now, we're just going to go move to an apartment and see what happens with the market.
Yep.
Yeah. So we want to train, or I want to train for a triathlon. So I'm going to try to the Galveston.
Okay. Good.
And deal with the heat.
Right.
Because I think I want the challenge.
Although the heat was awesome this last year, it wasn't even hot, really.
Yes, it was.
When we went to Galveston this last time, that was overcast. There was like hardly any wind until you were running. And then that was like, oh, that would have been a nice breeze to run.
Oh, when we watched the... Oh, when
this
we watched...
This last one.
I know, but knowing my luck, it's gonna...
Well, that one year, remember we went to go watch, we got a hotel and like did the whole weekend and it was freezing. I think it even hailed at one point, but it was freezing that one day.
I would so be there. I would so do it.
Yeah, that was... We were walking by the seawall and an old couple came and said, oh, are you here to watch the triathlon? Or, yeah, watch the triathlon. Are you going to be in it? We're like, no, we're just going to watch it. And they're going to say, oh, you're rooting for someone? No, we're just going to watch it.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got? What have you been doing on our social media?
Oh, our social media.
Yeah.
I've just been posting.
Nothing?
Posting just like our last one. I posted our sprint, a couple pictures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some silly pictures.
Yeah. And how you got a new record.
Yeah. I'm still learning what I want to post on Instagram. I'm not the best like other people.
Okay. And on YouTube, I've just been doing our podcasts. So our old podcasts we did already. We're putting it on YouTube along with the other stuff we have on YouTube. So that's what I've been doing.
John's just been a computer nerd working.
Yeah.
On. So, I mean, you could check out our Instagram or our YouTube.
Should I post my number one on our YouTube?
Or what?
So people can fall asleep. Because like me, my brain keeps going and doesn't shut down. So I have to put in, I have to listen to something. So I'm making one with just numbers. Just random numbers so I can fall asleep.
John is a very analytical person. He's went to school for mechanical engineering. He went and did some space classes so he can be a future spaceman. But he never found a job, or he never picked a job to be an engineer. He never used it. So does a chemistry job. So, but he's still very analytical, and he works on their computers when needed.
And
program. He's a nerd. He's that kind of person. Me, I don't know. I'm just everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I work in the medical field, and I like to hang out with people, and I like to try different things, and I like to drive fast McLaren cars.
Yeah, when did you ever drive a McLaren? We just see them.
Someday. Yeah. So, but we like to work out together. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we close?
We close by saying...
it's your saying.
I'd stay addicted and try.